Welcome to episode 7 of What's Going On with the Security Hour on Throwback Saturday Night. I'm Jared Reimer, host of The Security Box, the technology blog and podcast, and other podcasts. To learn more about my podcasts, please visit my podcast page at podcast.jaredreimer.net. That's podcast.jaredreimer.net. All right, folks, on this week's edition, you are going to have a very interesting debate. And let me make this very clear at the time I'm recording this, that I have not heard this yet, but I did read the show notes. This comes from Lock and Code, and Preston found this of interest, and it asks the question about devices, whether they're listening, and whether or not it is actually serving ads to you. Now, as a disabled person, I can tell you that there might be some times that I'll click on an ad. And you know they're ads because they'll have strangely named links. But for the most part, I don't click on them. I don't press enter on them. I don't interact on them. And even if I did, it was incidental. Here's also my thought. The device can only listen if it's actually lit up, right? Like, if I say, hey, Echo. Echo? What time is it? It's telling me what time it is. Visually, it lights up. Now, could Amazon take that and turn it into an ad? Sure. But I'm not doing anything except play games, maybe ask what time it is, maybe ask the weather, or, for the most part, let it play whatever game I'm playing in its automated state. With that being said, there have been reports that people have actually seen ads based on something they're talking about. Now, I can say that there may be times where you're talking to somebody face to face and something triggers it, whatever your device is, your A lady, your G device, or your iPhone. And usually, if I hear it just go off and I haven't even said its name, I'll tend to say nothing. Now, if another device nearby is playing, say, a ball game, that's what it's going to get. Whether I get ads about that, I don't know. I can't see. Do I get emails about ads that I know nothing about? Oh, probably. I recently was looking in my spam folder and got email from what is supposed to be Temu telling me I had a shipment. But yet, I've never bought a thing on Temu. I've never used the app. But yet, I've talked about Temu numerous times on TSN, on Throwback, and on Tech. So maybe it's a possibility that maybe my address has been used to claim that I've bought something and I need to confirm something. But when I looked at the sender, I don't even know what Temu's domain is. So, I didn't even open the email. Even if I did, I would be cautious and make sure that I know where I'm going. I don't know how long the episode's going to be, but I do know that we will be playing it this week. And we'll also cover news, notes, the landscape, and much more. So join us on Saturday on the Independent Channel. That's magnatune.jaredreimer.net. Terry Ring, Preston Gaylor, and the group will be on at 7 Central Time. That is going to be 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And I will join them at 6 Pacific, 8 Central Time. I hope that you all will enjoy the program. I'm giving you my ideas, but I do need to listen to see what they have to say. And maybe there'll be a different opinion altogether. And if you'd like to have your thoughts known, email, iMessage, throwback, throwback at 986themix.com. And let us know what you think. And if you want your comments aired, let us know. And they will make sure to have that done. If I need to assist with that, I can do that. Thanks so much for listening. Make it a great day.